Hello and good morning. I want to start this morning by asking a question. Now, you may not respond, and you may not even wish to respond. The question is, how do you feel about the world we find ourselves in? I do not mean to ask your opinion on the politics of this world, but my question is to deal with the environment. Personally, I wake every morning fully aware of the daylight that wakes me up, regardless of whether there is overcast or a bright sun. The important thing is that the rhythm of light of life is well established. Then, like all of us, me, you, and everyone, we go about our daily activities until it is time to go to bed, at whatever time this happens to be. And of course, it's different with different people. So I tend to think, admittedly not all the time, but I hope often enough, as to how this world is giving us so much and is actually asking nothing of us in return. It is giving us daylight, sun, nature, food, energy, means of communication, travel, shelter, and to a great extent, security. This latter may be disrupted by natural disasters such as earthquakes and storms, but these are thankfully rare, and we have learned to minimize the bad effects that could result. So, again, what does the world, that is, Mother Earth, ask of us? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. It gives and we take. But are we grateful? Are we considerate? Hardly. We waste, we pollute, we destroy, as in the example of cutting the tree forests and convert the natural material pumped out of the ground into plastics and throw them around with total abandon. Have we ever given ourselves a moment of thought to ponder over the state of affairs? Some people have. They went out into the street with placards, some carrying their baby children over their shoulders to accentuate the point they're making. They all shout and call for saving the world. Then a young Swedish girl comes out and addresses the crowds as though she is a world statesperson. And the crowds respond. How wonderful it is to see that young girl speaking with enthusiasm and passion. And does it take a young girl to move the giants of government and world leaders? Apparently it does, because we have our own government, for a start, issuing orders to ban this or that plastic material. It pushes ordinary people to use part of their spare time to go about collecting waste plastics from anywhere, especially the beaches. And it takes our legendary David Attenborough to make a series on television to stress the importance of action now. So I ask the question again, is that all it takes for us to think or to say thank you to the world and to nature? Just to respect it and not willfully go about destroying and polluting it? To me, this seems to be all the price we have to pay for that great blessing of a world that is giving us life and pleasure in equal measures. In all this, I'm trying to pretend for a moment that I'm not as guilty as many of us are. But much of our guilt up to now has been because of ignorance. We were not aware of the degree of lasting effect that throwing a plastic bottle in the middle of the ocean can do. We are now, and we have no excuse anymore. After all, the scriptures tell us that God made the heaven and the earth and created us to partake thereof, but also to be the custodians of this creation. And we find ourselves immersed within. We are the stewards, and like the stewards of anything, the role is to steer to safety and to the rightful goal. The Old Testament tells us that God created heaven and earth and then created man and woman. The Quran tells us that we are the custodians of this earth, and that everything on earth and in the air we breathe and the sun that shines belong to God, and we are but the custodians thereof. We have now learnt a lot about all this. And so, as Abdu'l-Bahá, the son of Baha'u'lláh, the founder of the Baha'i religion, tells us, although to acquire sciences and arts is the greatest glory of mankind, this is so only on condition that man's river flow into the mighty sea and draw from God's ancient source his inspiration. When this cometh to pass, then every teacher is as a shoreless ocean, every pupil a prodigal fountain of knowledge. If then the pursuit of knowledge led to the beauty of him who is the object of all knowledge, how excellent that goal! But it is not a mere drop will perhaps shut a man off from flooding grace. He then warns us, saying that for with learning cometh arrogance and pride, and it bringeth an error and indifference to God. For the sciences of today are bridges to reality. If then they lead not to reality, naught remains but faultless illusion. All this means is that we take our acquired knowledge seriously and put it all to the welfare of the world and for the well-being of the human race. So perhaps I've not mustered the energy to go out with the others to shout in the streets, but I hope I'm raising my placard on these airwaves and that we all hear each other loud and clear. Goodbye.